This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back one of my returning guests. He's been a regular on my show. He was on the show about 30 days ago. We're talking no other than Premier Biomedical, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. And with us today is the co-founder and president of the company, Mr. William Hartman. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Always a pleasure. I've got a lot to cover today, and I'm going to get started. I'm going to go kind of fast. Those that are listening and want to follow us, they're going to have to listen several times to get the points, or they're going to have to take shorthand, because I've got 13 points to discuss, and we're going to start right now. We were an R&D company, primarily R&D, researching and developing cures for cancer, PTSD, the use of antibodies against disease antigens and cytokines to eliminate side effects. We had to morph into, in January of 2017, we morphed into a company selling topical pain relief products, hemp oil, CBD. We didn't eliminate the R&D, it's just that in order to pay for that R&D, we needed the sales from the hemp oil business, because that represented revenue. Our hemp oil products, we're leading in the industry, by the way, are sold at www.painreliefmeds.com. You can get a whole lot more information on the company at www.premierbiomedical.com. That's point number one. Point two, our joint venture in Europe, we discussed that before. We're still in negotiations. The original target that we selected was great. We reached agreement. We drafted the agreement through our attorney, and they agreed on every point. The press release for simultaneous issuance in Europe and the United States was drafted, but then they became a target of takeover themselves, and they ended up settling on partially selling off part of the company. When they got back to me with, okay, let's pick up the negotiations, they were unacceptable to me because, very frankly, we weren't getting what I originally had targeted and what I originally needed for our company to succeed. So we're still negotiating with them, and we're also actively seeking an alternative target. We have a representative doing that in charge of our overseas joint ventures. Point three, DOD sales. Remember we talked about selling to the Army. Well, that's still in process. Our sales team consists of former pharmacy people, salespeople, and purchasing people from the DOD. Now, what does that mean? Well, they know all the purchasing people by first name. They just retired, by the way, from the Army and the DOD. Really, it's the entire defense organization, and they know who to contact and why and how. And we've given samples over, and our focus is this opioid crisis we have in this country, where 200 people a day are dying from drug overdoses, and about 70% of them started on opioid pain pills, according to studies. Premier Biomedical's topical pain relief products are an alternative to dangerous and addictive pain pills. We're awaiting passage of Senate Bill S-2667, and I'll discuss that in more detail in just a minute or two. Point four, our large, we've been working with a large pharmacy distributor along the whole East Coast seaboard from Louisiana, Florida, north. And I got a meeting tomorrow with them. That's a second meeting with their entire team in another city, and I have to travel there. The prior meeting, they came here and reviewed our samples, and we had to develop a revised pricing structure and complete distribution channel, and they're showing intensive interest, so I expect we're going to be inking a deal tomorrow. I hope so. Point number five, we've been dealing with another huge distributor, and they focus on convenience stores and travel centers. They're interested in our products. They call them premium products, but they want an entire line of introductory or price leader products, less expensive. And we gave them 6 product proposals. They chose 3, and we're working on developing, the parameters of the designs and the pricing through distributors and our suppliers, et cetera. And we expect to have that, anyway, material to them by early next week. We're also working with another huge distributor on medium and large stores, and our sales reps are extremely excited about this. They said it's the biggest thing we have, and I said, bigger than the Army? And they said, yes. Well, anyway, I don't know about that, but we sent them samples, and they're appearing very interested in dealing with us, and we'll expect to get more details soon. Number 7, long-term care facilities. We sent them samples, and they're interested as an alternative to opioid pain pills, and this Senate bill is going to help that actually be the incentive to make that something that they can administer without any issues from relatives or family. And by the way, point number 8 is our Senate Bill 2667. It's called the Hemp Farming Act of 2018. It's sponsored by Mitch McConnell, the head of the Senate, and expected to be the head of the Senate after the midterms, Rand Paul in the Senate, and Representatives Quarles and others in the House. It's out of committee and projected to be passed right after the midterms, in spite of the caravans and everything else. It clears up any misunderstandings regarding CBD and the Farming Act of 2014, which made CBD and hemp oil a 50-state legal product, but it will clarify that CBD in either full spectrum or isolate is completely legal, and we expect that will cause our CBD products to skyrocket, in our opinion. We developed a 2-page summary for the DOD explaining why CBD versus opioids for pain is preferable and why premier biomedical topical products are better than competition. Our 2nd page shows our all-natural ingredients of all of our current 8 products and testimonies from satisfied customers no longer on opioid pills or other topical products with synthetic lidocaine, which has been linked to circulation and heart problems. And we don't have any synthetic ingredients. Ours are all natural. By the way, anyone who asks for that at premierbiomedical.com or calls me, I'd be very, my number's on our website. I'll be happy to send that 2-pager to them gratis. Point 9, social media coordination is now going to be handled by Green Group Studio of Florida. And we've been, frankly, remiss in that. And we expect that to be much better in the future. Investor relations, point 10, we're very happy with, I'll give a plug for G.S. Whitney, Nick Ferrari out of Dallas, and with Uptick Newswire, and we're going to stay with them. So we're very happy with that. Number 11, non-dilutive financing. We're currently negotiating with some people that are going to work with us in that arena, and I can't say more because it's not public, but it's big. I've also verified with our bank that they'll loan on purchase orders at a very low rate. Number 12, non-dilutive investment. We have created 6 centers of technology expertise, or chimneys. We offer investors a percentage of licensing and or commercialization revenue, not a percentage of the company. Actions have become attractive to large companies, and I can't say a whole lot more about that right now, because that's not public. But anyway, there are discussions. 13, in summary, we see a bright future for Premier Biomedical because, number 1, we have 2 issued patents on the use of antibodies to combat disease without dangerous side effects. Well, did you stop R&D? No, we had to put it on the shelf for the moment, but we are primarily today a hemp oil company, unless there be any misunderstanding. But the others are there if somebody invests in that arena. Number 2nd point, we have an issued patent on a drug we name Feldotrex in honor of the inventor and our company's co-founder, Dr. Mitchell Felder, and it has multiple usage potentials in drug and chemical addiction and other applications, particularly when used in combination with cannabinoid products. So we're seeking a European alliance that will open up that market. The world is actively seeking an all-natural alternative to dangerous and addictive opioid pain products, and we're that alternative. Government actions to date to drastically reduce the availability of prescription opioid pain pills, it's only speeding up the process of pain sufferers to revert to heroin. We have an alternative to that, and that's what's really spurring the government. And Premier Biomedical topical pain products are all natural, 50-state legal, pesticide, solvent-free, and have more pain-relieving CBD content than principal competitors. Our revised product and pricing strategies to focus on large distributors encompassing retail outlets, including pharmacies, small convenience stores, and large and medium outlets, will dramatically increase our product sales and revenue. And lastly, better coordination of social media will ensure that our message is getting out to the public through all current outlets. In summary, Premier Biomedical, I see a great future for Premier Biomedical and for our investors. And I thank you, Everett, for your listening audience, and you've been great, and we're going to stick with you.
You've been listening to William Hartman. He is the co-founder of Premier Biomedical. He said it all, said a lot today. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Bill, thank you so much for stopping by the show, giving us your version of what's been going on and what will be going on with your company here in the near future.
Well, Everett, so many of these things are in process that I'd like to come back in 30 days and really give an update, because we expect many of these to be completed by then. I mean, we're moving fast and things are changing so fast. I have got just a whole lot more I can say, but I can't at this time because it's not public. So I'd like to come back in 30 days and give an update.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate for your time.
Thank you very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.